I think undoubtedly. I don't think anybody ultimately would be close. I mean, you could even look historically at Augustine and Aquinas and Martin Luther and John Calvin, and yeah, I mean, you just, I mean, I don't even think that it would be close. And one of the things that is remarkable is the breadth of people who quote from them. I mean, who else is quoted by Bible-believing evangelicals such as myself? And I know we have a wide variety here, so I'll just say I believe in the doctrine of inerrancy. Lewis didn't. He believed in authority, and generally you could even say infallibility, not inerrancy. Okay, so differ with him in that area, but in all the fundamentals, you know, the core doctrinal things, you know, I agree with him. So you got people like me that love his stuff and quote from him all the time. And then you have people in mainline churches, denominations, and I'm sure a number of you are from that background, where Lewis is way more conservative than the churches you come from. And yet, there he is. And he has it's almost at times, it almost doesn't make sense. Because usually there are certain people that certain Christians quote from and others don't. And Lewis seems to be quoted by almost, you know, everybody. So I'd say, yeah, he's number one.